Zeg een paar pijken, ben je mensen gaat. Lagen zo gaat ze niet meer achter. Niet meer toch? A clay that is used for the chatos, for the ash of the par, that the reverse side of the clay had become tame. The inside of the clay would also be considered tame. The entire clay would be considered tame. Even in such a case, that the reverse side of the clay came into contact with mashkin tmeh. And normally the rabbanim were granted that mashkin tmeh is metame only the reverse side of the clay, not the inside of the clay. As min haTorah, mashkin tmeh cannot be metame a clay at all. And the rabbanim were granted that mashkin tmeh are metame a clay, but only the achorah. Only the reverse side, not the inside. But when it comes to a kli that's used for the power of Duma, the Rabbanu were very machmer. They said that if Machmer's man comes into contact with the achorah, with the reverse side of the kli, the toch, the inside of the kli, would also become tamer. Umetame es chavero, the chavero es chavero, afilu hein meh. If the first kli, which is used for the chasa, came into contact with Machmer's man, and we said that the entire kli is considered tamer. If that kli would come into contact with a different kli, that is to be used for the chata, the second kli would also become tame, and if that second kli would come into contact with a third kli that was to be used for the chata, the third kli would also become tame, all the way up to 100, even though the first kli itself had only become tame with Rabbanan. The Rabbanan were very machmir by par duma, they said that kli can be metame, another kli, all the way up to 100. Hazug vaha'invo chibur. A bell and its clapper are considered an attachment. If the bell would become tame from a mate, and you need to sprinkle on the bell and the clapper is considered all part of one kli. So you don't have to sprinkle on both of them. You can sprinkle on one or the other, and the entire kli would be considered tall. Kush sharuban lo yazeh lo al kush v'lo al pika v'em hizeh muza. A spindle that is used to weave ruban, ruban is a type of reed that's used for mech. When this spindle becomes tummy to amazing, you need to sprinkle on it from the mei chatos. You shouldn't sprinkle on just the rod or just the ball or the spindle. Instead, you should sprinkle on both of them. As the rod and the ball is not considered a chibur, it's not considered an attachment, it's considered two separate kelim, so therefore, you have to sprinkle on each one separately. But if you did sprinkle on only one or the other, the entire kli would be considered tar bidi evit, it would be considered a chibur. Shall pisht on chibur. But if the spindle was used in the weaving of flax, then the rod and the ball would be considered a chibur and attachment. It would be considered part of the same kli. And you only have to sprinkle on one, not on both. As a spindle that is used for weaving flax, the rod and the ball is more tightly attached, so therefore it is considered a chibur. Or sha'arisa, shehu mechobar lefika. Chibur. The leather mat that is put inside a baby's crib, and it's attached to the peak of the knot, on the crib, the oar would be considered a chibur, would be considered an attachment to the crib, and therefore, if the crib would become tummy to amazing, you want to sprinkle on the crib, you can sprinkle on either the oar, either on the leather mat, or on the crib itself, since it's considered an attachment. Hamalbein ain't a chibur, lo lutuma, lo lutam. The malbein are pieces of wood that are put under the legs of a bed. It's not considered an attachment to the bed, not for tuma nor for tara, meaning to say, that if the wooden pieces would become tummy, the bed would not become tummy along with it. Or if the bed would become tummy, the wooden pieces would not become tummy along with the bed. Nor is it a chibur for tara. If the bed and the wooden pieces underneath it would become tummy from a mace, you would have to sprinkle on both of them separately. They're considered two separate kelim, and therefore by sprinkling on one of them, only that one would be tara, not the other one. Kol yados ha-kelim ha-keduchos chibur. All handles to kelim that are keduchos, that have an opening in which the kli is inserted into the handle. That handle is considered an attachment to the kli, so therefore, if the kli would become tame, you only have to sprinkle on either the handle or the kli, you wouldn't have to sprinkle on both. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri Omer af hacharukos. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri says, handles that are inserted into the kli are also considered an attachment to the kli, if not only a kli that's inserted into the handle is a handle considered an attachment to the kli, but even a handle that's inserted into the kli is also considered an attachment to the kli, according to Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, and therefore, if you sprinkle on either the handle or the kli, the entire thing would be tar, according to Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. Mishnah Parak Yudbeis Mishnah Tes Hasalim Shebikantel. Baskets that are used to transport things on a donkey, and it's a number of baskets attached to each other. Bahamita shel tarbo, a threshing bed. This bed is made of a number of pieces that are attached to each other. Ukeren shel kliba. The horn coming out of a kliba is a bed of a mace. and it had a horn-like thing going out at the top or bottom of the bet in order to tie the maize to the bet. Ukanayim shall yotze drachim, and the horns that are used by travelers. Travelers carry horns around in order to use them as a kli to drink from. And there are a number of horns that are linked to each other, so that way they can extend the horn and make it larger or smaller. We shall sell it hamaftechot, and a keychain with a number of keys that are on the chain. Uslah hakoisim, and the stitching of a laundry mat. When somebody would bring clothes to the laundry person, he would stick the clothes to each other in order to make sure that the clothes would not get lost. The habeget shehu tafar beklayim, and two pieces of clothing that is attached with stitching of klayim. There are two pieces of wool clothing that are attached with linen stitching. Chibar l'tuma, v'enu chibar l'hazayah. All these objects are considered an attachment for tuma, but not for hazayah, not for sprinkling. As if it's considered attachment for tuma, that's a chumrah. As we would say that if one component of any of the above objects becomes tummy, the entire object becomes tummy, that's a stringency. But it's not a chibar for hazayah, and that is a kula. So we would say that if one of the above objects would become tummy l'meis, and we want to sprinkle on it from the meis chazah. And if we sprinkle on one component, then the entire component is tar, that would be a leniency. And therefore, we would not consider it a chibar for hazayah, as it's only a chibar for tuma. But as far as hazayah is concerned, it is not a chibar. So if it becomes tummy l'meis, we would have to sprinkle on each individual component. As all the above objects are not permanently attached, different components of those objects are not attached in a permanent way, so therefore it's only considered an attachment l'chumra, not l'kula. For example, the case that we just mentioned, which is two pieces of woolen beggar, that is attached with linen stitching, that is shatnez. So therefore, since it's also to wear such a beggar, the attachment is not permanent. We're going to remove that stitching eventually when we want to wear the beggar, or in the case where the laundry man stitched up a bunch of clothing that he was given to wash. That's not a permanent attachment. After he gives the clothes back, it will be detached. And so too the keys that are on a keychain. It's not a permanent attachment. Each key can be taken off from the keychain individually. So therefore, since it's not a permanent attachment, if one key becomes tummy, then all the keys would become tummy, because that is a chumrah. But as far as kula is concerned, if all the keys had become tummy l'meis, if we sprinkle on one key, only that key will be tar. We would have to sprinkle on each individual key separately for all the keys to be tar.